Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, founder of Thoughts for Vision, letting you know that I am officially an Uber partner, and I welcome you to sign up for Uber as either a driver or a rider. When you do, I welcome you to use my invite code Jacqueline P1122UE. That's Jacqueline, JACQUELINEP1122UE. When you do, as a driver, you will get a monetary reward after your first 20 trips, or as a rider, your first ride will be absolutely free. Sign up with Uber today. Uber, your ride on demand.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. You can check out my website, www.jackieap.com. If you need info about the blog, radio show, whatever have you, social network pages, I mean, whatever you need, you want to be a donor to Thoughts for Vision, it's all right there for you to do. And I welcome you to check it out. Once again, website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Ed Lipsy in the chat room, thank you for tuning in. Anyone else listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, thank you so very much for tuning in today. Today's topic, a love like no other. Once again, today's topic, a love like no other. What, and when you think about that topic, love like no other, of course, it made me think of that as, of course, this weekend, Valentine's Day is approaching, and some of you out there are getting ready to have whatever get-togethers or outings or whatever have you. You know, it's a big couples holiday, you know, and you think about that great love in your life that you may have, that you're celebrating with or whatever have you. But when you think about my topic of my show today, a love like no other, what could I be possibly referring to? Who can give us that love like no other? Today's verses, coming from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 through 39. And I'm reading from the King James Version. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And you think about those verses, it says, nothing can separate us for the love of God, from the love of God. See, when you think about God's love, like I said, that's why I was definitely motivated to write my blog about it, but I had to spend this show today focusing on that as well. Think about God's love. Nothing can separate us from it. I mean, when you think about a love like no other, there's no greater love than God's love. I mean, you think about what God did for us. I mean, He created us first and foremost. He is our maker. He is our creator. We are born in His image. And He has put so much into us. He wants us to not be just filled up with His love, but most importantly, He means for us to show that love towards others. Think about that, a love like no other. What can separate us from the love of God? And the question was answered through those verses. It's nothing. It's nothing that's going to separate us from His love. His love goes beyond the depths of anything. His love is so deep for us. I mean, can He get frustrated with us? Of course. Does He may not like the stuff that we do? Of course. But He will always love you. He loves each and every one of us. He wants us to go in to greater greats and to higher heights. He has a purpose for us. He has put so much into us. Put into us to come forth. He doesn't want us to harm it at all. He wants what He has put into us to be brought out. We simply, first and foremost, got to realize what's in us to begin with. Some of you may have had someone in your life told you that you weren't going to amount to anything, that you were no good, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. But God says to you different. It says in the two verses I read, nothing, it doesn't matter what it is, can separate us from God's love. Especially not our enemies. the people who are not for us. Because the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Who could possibly be against us if God is for us? God is love. God is love, and he loves each and every one of you out there. Can you think of a greater, deeper love than the love of God? He created you for greatness. He's our maker, creator of the universe. So many other theories about how this world came about. But I believe, my heart of hearts, that God is the creator of this universe. There's too many things around us that, I mean, it can only be a God. I'm just very convinced for myself that it can only be God that did it. I mean, just looking at just everything around us, who but God is responsible for it? God's love runs deep. God's love is powerful. I know in our human minds we can barely comprehend God's love, because in our humanness we may equate too much to how people treat us. You know, we see how people can be to us and how people ways are. We too many times try to equate that to God, but it's not the same. Bible says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. I mean, all we see is man, so that's what we tend to go by, but God is God. That's all I got to say. God is God. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. Our human mind cannot even begin to really wrap around the totality of what God is. I mean, we grow and grow as we pray and as we study the Word. I mean, it's a constant growth process that we go through. You know, you're constantly growing because we're all at different we're all at different levels within our walk with Christ. We're all at different levels, but it's a constant growth process, no matter what level that you're at. It's a constant process of growth. Definitely speak for myself. I'm just constantly trying to just grow and grow and learn more and more. And as I read and just get more knowledgeable about God, it makes me get closer and closer, want to get closer and closer, want to love God more and more. May a love like no other. And that's what you can simply say about God's love and a whole lot more. I thank God that He loved me so. I'm glad He loved me enough to send His only Son to die on the cross for us, for our sins. He loved us that much that He was willing to give of His Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe today? You believe that His Son was sent down here for your sins? I don't know about you, but I just simply have to believe that. I mean, the love that went into that is indescribable. And we could never repay Him for it. There's not a thing we can do to repay that kind of love. The least we could do is to want to grow deeper and deeper in love with our Creator. And you do that by studying His Word, getting to know God more and more each and every day. There is no greater love than God. There is no greater love. Not only created us, but He's put so much into us. Each one of you as something that the Lord wants to birth through you. He wants to birth something through you. Not only that's going to bless you, but it's going to be a blessing to others as well. He created you for so much. Hopefully you're in that place where you're really trying to tap into what He's placed in you. Some of you may not even realize that God has created you for something great. Could be because you're, like I said, around the wrong people and you're not really being encouraged in that area. But I challenge you to find people who are going to really be in your corner. Challenge you to read God's word for yourself. You know, read God's word for yourself. See what he says about you. You didn't hear what everybody else says about you, but if you took the time to look into God's word and see what he says about you. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. We were made and created for his glory. Something about God's love. It runs so deep. His love is truly a love like no other. With that, that is all I have to say about the topic today. I hope what I've said to you today has truly, truly, truly blessed your life. Tap in to God's love. Reach out for him. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to talk to you. Because it's a relationship. It's, you know, it's a dialogue. Not only us talking to him, but he has some things to share with you as well. So, take the time to properly develop your own relationship with God. And with that, that is my time for today. Once again, Ed Lips in the chat room. Thank you so much for tuning in. Callie, I see you on the phone. Thank you so much for tuning in. And once again, anyone else that is listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, by whatever means. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in to the Thoughts for Vision radio show today. And remember, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Once again, God's thoughts plus your vision equals greatness. Take care. You have a wonderful evening, and I will see you on the radio Thursday. Take care, and God bless.